CD 2. This is the Cambridge Preliminary English Test, number 3. There are 4 parts to the test. You will hear each part twice. For each part of the test, there will be time for you to look through the questions and time for you to check your answers. Write your answers on the question paper. You will have 6 minutes at the end of the test to copy your answers onto the answer sheet. The recording will now be stopped. Please ask any questions now, because you must not speak during the test. Now open your question paper and look at part 1. There are 7 questions in this part. For each question, there are 3 pictures and a short recording. Choose the correct picture and put a tick in the box below it. Before we start, here is an example. What's the time?
Have you got the time?
Yes, it's 3:20.
The first picture is correct, so there is a tick in box A. Look at the 3 pictures for question 1 now. Now we are ready to start. Listen carefully. You will hear each recording twice. 1. Where is the station?
Excuse me, can you tell us the way to the station?
Take the second on the right, and it's at the end of that road.
Now listen again.
Excuse me, can you tell us the way to the station?
Take the second on the right, and it's at the end of that road.
Two. Where did the woman put the calculator?
Have you used my calculator?
Yes. Can't you find it? I put it back on the desk.
Where?
Next to the lamp, I think. No, wait a minute. It's on that pile of books.
Now listen again.
Have you used my calculator?
Yes. Can't you find it? I put it back on the desk.
Where?
Next to the lamp, I think. No, wait a minute. It's on that pile of books.
Three. Where is Helen?
Is Helen here?
Yes, she's over there, next to the man in the shorts.
Who's that with her?
Her brother, I think.
Now listen again.
Is Helen here?
Yes, she's over there, next to the man in the shorts.
Who's that with her?
Her brother, I think.
Four. Which building was hit by lightning?
Did you hear the storm last night?
Of course. It was right over our apartment and seemed to hit something near the hotel.
Yes, the factory near the church was hit by lightning. It's lucky no one was at work.
Now listen again.
Did you hear the storm last night?
Of course. It was right over our apartment and seemed to hit something near the hotel.
Yes, the factory near the church was hit by lightning. It's lucky no one was at work.
Five. What does the woman want to buy?
Now I've bought this skirt, I think I need some new shoes to go with it.
Can't you wear your boots?
No, they're too old. I think it would look better with flat shoes.
Come on then, let's try that shop over the road.
Now listen again.
Now I've bought this skirt, I think I need some new shoes to go with it.
Can't you wear your boots?
No, they're too old. I think it would look better with flat shoes.
Come on, then. Let's try that shop over the road.
Six. Which picture does the woman decide to send?
My mother wants me to send her a photo of our new house. Which one shall I send?
This one is nice, with the children playing in the back garden.
I prefer this one, with you standing by the front door.
Well, send her that one, then.
Now listen again.
My mother wants me to send her a photo of our new house. Which one shall I send?
This one is nice, with the children playing in the back garden.
I prefer this one, with you standing by the front door.
Well, send her that one, then.
Seven. Which hotel has the man chosen?
Have you decided which hotel you're going to stay in?
Oh, yes. It's the largest in the area. It's got four floors and it's right on the seashore. And there's an outdoor pool as well. So we'll be able to swim every day.
Now listen again.
Have you decided which hotel you're going to stay in?
Oh, yes. It's the largest in the area. It's got four floors and it's right on the seashore. And there's an outdoor pool as well. So we'll be able to swim every day.
That is the end of part one.